You're listening to Newtnia. South Korea wants a 100-qubit computer by 2029 and a moon landing by 2030. South Korea has grouped seven major technology bets into a national roadmap, including a 100-qubit processor, moon missions, advanced energy, and brain interfaces. The plan could reshape supply chains, but its headline dates remain policy targets without complete budgets or demonstrated hardware. South Korea has bundled seven long-range technology bets into one national program, with headline targets ranging from a 100-qubit quantum processor in 2029 to a domestic moon landing in 2030. The numbers are easy to remember, but most are targets rather than completed engineering milestones. The 30-second summary. What happened? President Lee Jae-myung's government announced the seven major seed initiative for energy, quantum technology, space, aviation, biotechnology, and critical materials. Why does it matter? The plan links research, infrastructure, supply chains, and regulation instead of treating each technology as an isolated project. What is the catch? Most deadlines fall between 2029 and 2035, and the announcement did not provide complete budgets, contracts, or test results for every target. Key number. South Korea wants a domestic error-corrected 100-qubit processor by 2029, a demanding target that still needs hardware evidence. Seven bets under one program. The initiative covers small modular reactors, fusion and advanced renewables, quantum technology, space and aviation, biotechnology, and critical mineral supply chains. Reuters' account of the Blue House meeting says officials also plan a public-private task force to accelerate commercialization and regulatory changes. The space component includes moon landers in 2030 and 2032, plus an independent low-Earth orbit communications network by 2035. Those goals extend an earlier push described by the Korea Jungang Daily's interview with the National Space Agency. Why the plan could matter outside Korea. Quantum processors, satellite networks, and critical minerals sit inside global supply chains. If Korea turns its semiconductor manufacturing strengths toward quantum chips and space hardware, customers elsewhere could gain another supplier. Newtnia's report on a method for stabilizing distant qubits shows why processor quality and error control matter more than a qubit count alone. The energy section targets domestic small modular reactors by 2035, fusion electricity in the late 2030s, improved solar and offshore wind, hydrogen production, and AI-managed power grids. The materials component assigns 10 trillion won by 2030 to parts, equipment, processing and recycling, according to the announced roadmap. A moon date is not a moon landing. South Korea already has a developing space program, but a lunar mission needs a qualified lander, launch arrangements, navigation, communications, and a test campaign. Research into finding lunar resources will matter if those missions proceed. Newtnia has covered one proposed way to map buried lunar ice without drilling. The biotechnology section is equally ambitious, including AI-supported drug discovery, automated laboratories, gene and cell therapies, and brain-computer interface products by 2035. These items differ sharply in maturity and regulation, so one shared deadline does not mean equal readiness. Before we treat the roadmap as a result, the announcement sets goals. It does not demonstrate a new reactor, quantum processor, lander, or clinical product. Several budgets and implementation milestones remain unspecified. Error-corrected qubits and commercial brain interfaces require performance and safety evidence, not only construction schedules. What to watch next? The first credibility tests will be agency budgets, procurement notices, technical partners, and measurable demonstrations. Korea allocated a record research budget for 2026, as Yonhap reported when the funding plan was introduced, but the SEED program will need durable funding across several governments. The catchy dates make the plan visible. Its real value will depend on whether Korea publishes intermediate tests that separate achieved hardware from policy ambition. Read the full article at newtnia.com.